What does Zeke have left in the tank? What was the ending impression of him last year?
Yeah, the ending impression of him is he's a guy that 2 years ago probably shouldn't have played with a knee injury the way he did. And what's happened to Zeke, and even Mike McCarthy, when he first came to the Cowboys several years ago, even he asked Stephen Jones, Stephen's really the essential general manager of this team. A comment he made to me, says, man, that guy over there has gotten a lot of carries. And, you know, he doesn't need to be carrying the ball at all this summer, you know, that kind of thing. And I think things have just really caught up with Zeke. He's going to work extremely hard. He's going to try and get himself in condition and ready to go. He just doesn't have the burst or that explosiveness that he once had. There was some elusiveness in that body when he used to carry the football. He just doesn't have that anymore. The will's there to try and make plays. He's always going to finish forward. He's one of those guys, you give him the ball in the short yardage situations. Last year they were in a game where they tried, you know, the goal line three times with Tony Pollard, couldn't get it in the end zone. What do? They bring Zeke in. Zeke finishes the drive with a one-yard run. That's what you're going to get from Ezekiel. You're going to get a guy that catches the ball. You're going to get a blitz pickup guy that knows what he's doing. He's willing to stick his nose in there and kind of make things happen that way. But there's no burst. There's no juice. It's a very steady runner that's going to get, you know, when the play's blocked to go 7 yards, he's probably going to get 3 out of it. You know, that's kind of where we're at right now with Ezekiel Elliott.